We now return to our recording already in progress.
Good evening and welcome to the Squalor Show. Hey, look out for that shit on the floor. Whoops! Well, we've got a filthy show for you tonight.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
And how long has it been since your last confession, my
About
son?
About 4 months, I guess, Father. I missed Mass about 15 times. I lied a lot. I fucked this girl. Excuse my French, Father. I went all the way with this girl.
Don't be embarrassed, my son. I've heard it all before. I've heard much, much worse than that.
You heard cunnilingus?
I hear that from second graders.
Wow. Wobbly warhead, you heard that? Slamming a warhead at her?
Years ago.
Low clearance clit, you heard that?
Dwarf cock.
Bosom burger?
Scrotum breath.
Albino beaver?
Iguana tits.
You know what we used to call nuns? Penguin pussy.
You bangy bottom.
Madam ovary?
Slime slit.
Mashy nipple lick?
Bug nuts.
Cock nose?
Vagina.
Oriental crack?
Superdome pussy.
Afterbirth on toast? That's pizza.
Punk piss.
Hillbilly snatch?
Boob pus.
Your rhino clit?
Rhino clit? That's disgusting. That's terrible. Nice mouth. You kiss your mother with that mouth? You eat with that mouth? Garbage mouth.
Garbage mouth, toilet tongue, sewer mouth,
sewer chute.
Hello, this is Dick Ballantyne once again, the best-looking guy you'll ever hear. And tonight on our show, the topic is going to be women in government. If you have any ideas or any feelings on this, or if you can give me an idea that I haven't already had already, I'd be thrilled to hear from you. Call the number. You know what it is. I don't want to keep repeating it. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah, turn down your radio, down okay, your radio. Asshole?
All right, just a second.
Yeah, sure.
Turn on the radio.
Yeah,
sure. Turn on the radio.
Yeah, this is great.
Turn it down. Turn
yeah.
It down.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Dick?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, I'm a little teed off. I'm in Local 36 Electric Workers Union, and I'm reading in the paper here that the inmates at Attica strike. Now, what right do they got to strike? They're, you know, they lose their rights. And I don't even pay dues.
Have you ever been in jail, sir?
No.
Have you ever been boned up the ass for being a fucking wise guy?
No.
Okay, then maybe you wouldn't have a reason yourself to go on strike, but maybe they do. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, sure. Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Dick, I'm calling about those guys getting boned up the ass up in Attica. Well, I think they should cut that out. They should give them, they ought to issue some sort of cylindrical device to each of the prison inmates. You know, not necessarily a man's penis or something, but some sort of device that they can slap up there so it'll prevent disease and that kind of thing. Won't spread outside, because they get out, you know, they get out on probation, they can spread it around while they're out. They're out for 10 days or so visiting their wives and their kids, you know, and they can do anything in that time. I think you should be stopped.
That's a great idea. Why don't you invent one, Edison? Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Am I on?
I hope so. What do you want, pal?
Just recently a most embarrassing situation happened in my household.
What's that?
I fired the colored man that had been working
what
for
What color
me.
Was he?
He was a black man.
Yes.
And I wrongly accused him of stealing some of the family silverware.
Uh-huh.
And I've just recently found out that he has not stolen this, in fact, and
uh-huh.
had recovered it, and I don't know how to reach him. I was wondering if there's some sort of a public line or some way of reaching him.
Yes, do you have any drums in your house?
Do you want to hustle? Do you want to salsa? Come to Rimba Simba Rabarin, Single Hollem, Missy Rimba, and the Rumba Rattleman Rated Rimba Cardinal Simba Lavarunta, Casalama, Run with your Lord, Dorsi Dorsi Dos, and call Salsame. Or if you want to find a dear Nisco deal and disco to you, call Disco Hotline 681-1181 at the Rimba Cardinal Simba Lament, the Gatto Simba Rimba Locas, Ronda Cosueva Health Spa.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Phil, I was wondering what's a good shampoo to use. Do you think the ones that are pH balanced are better?
Excuse me one second. Have you ever heard of the expression jism?
Jismnasium.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Dick.
Yes.
If there's a God, why did he let President Kennedy, who was a Catholic, be assassinated?
Well, it beats nailing him up, you know what I mean?
Hello?
Hello?
Dr. Blechman?
Yeah, Rabbi, what do you want?
About 2 months ago, I lost my wife, Blechman, and I have recently discovered how I might, as an old man of 82, enjoy my physical being.
Listen, first of all...
I walk around my house with my walker naked, and occasionally my test...
Good night.
Pretty Polly. Pretty Polly.
Pretty Polly.
Look, Polly, see what Granny's brought you.
Pretty Polly.
Peter Parrot, say hello to Polly.
I don't.
Now, I'm going to leave you two alone to get acquainted. Go on.
I don't. Pretty Polly. Bark. Pretty Polly. Bark. I don't. Bark. What's up?
Hold the sweet melodies of love. Come to me in the night. They whisper to me. They say, you're in love. I say, how do you know that? They say, cause we were by your window the night that she came. And we saw the look on your face. We know that you're in love. Mister,
what?
You're in love.
What's going on here?
It hits you on the head. You're in love. You don't have to be a detective to know that you're in love. Take it.
Okay, I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air. I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars. It's not that much money. We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it without you. We played Margot Hemingway's new album. We debuted it, premiered it on this station. We're the only station in the whole tri-state area to play the Fish Cheer all the way through. We play a lot of old stuff. We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out. We play a lot of crap, but that's what you want, you know? Now, we've sponsored a lot of public service stuff, man. We had the show on Saturday nights. We had a whole series on how to beat Bank AmeriCard. A lot of people, you know, want us to repeat it. You know, we're getting a lot of heat from the government. We're still going to repeat it. You know, the management says to go ahead and repeat it, so we're going to be able to play it for you people again. We had Mrs. Rosemary Kennedy's biography, her intimate biography, stuff that was uncovered about her life. We had that stuff on, you know, about how really badly she felt about her sons dying and stuff.
And now the final question for $25,000. Name four famous Mickeys.
Mickey Mouse.
That's number one.
Mickey Mantle.
Number two.
Mickey Rooney.
That's number three. Only one more and you win $25,000.
Mickey Way? The candy bar. They'll take that, won't they? The judges take that. Mickey Way, the candy bar. Will they take that?
Jim, it's 3:30 in the morning where you are, but it's already noon here in Burgerglav, Yugoslavia, where little Nadia Komenic is preparing for her final floor exercise. Alex Van Diesel, do you think it's a little chilly here in the Tito Pavilion today?
It sure is, Don. And you know, Don, the new leotards the girls are wearing this year are cut to ride so high on the buttocks and hips that this chilly air is finding a lot of exposed young flesh. Already I can see that little goosebumps have risen on the thighs of the young Romanian girl.
Alex, it looks like Nadia is ready to begin. She stands erect, pert little chest thrust out, shoulders back, head held high. And she begins with a leap and a cabriole into a hurdle jump, followed by a flick-flack. And a front handspring, then a step out into a chasse forward, and a perfect handstand. Ooh.
So far, Don, a flawless performance.
And now a stomach roll, a fish hop, a tinsiger forward. Now two mounter flip-flops, followed by a lunge into a tuck somersault, and an Arab spring.
Don, did you notice how Nadia's nipple stood out? Absolute perfection.
Boy, I'd like to fuck her.
Well, Don, I'm no Leslie, but...
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm an American Indian.
Are you calling from a reservation?
No, I'm not.
Where are you calling from, pal?
I'm calling from a donut shop.
You're calling from a donut shop. Well, I think that we should put all the Indians in donut shops, and maybe that's what we'll do. That'll be the solution. You know what I mean? You'll sell donuts. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, listen, my sister Kelly goes to St. Catherine's School, and she came home the other day very badly beaten, bruised, and with an evidence of semen on her... on a gown, the school uniform. I would like to get a lawyer to represent her. I am highly embarrassed in my community because she comes home with this fucking dry cum. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotionally, I'm sorry. What, can I get a lawyer to defend me in this situation or what?
It's
a good school.
It's a good school. Yeah.
Good people there. Uh-huh. Sisters are good to them.
Listen, sir, let me just break in for a minute. I appreciate that, sir.
Cherry broken,
okay,
you know what I mean?
Listen, sir, I think if you called a lawyer and told him exactly what you told me, but told it to him in low tones,
yeah,
whispered to him on the phone, he'd probably get a hard-on and take the case. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Dick.
Yeah.
I'm downtown. We're
yeah.
going to take a leak at this hour.
You got a balloon on you, pal?
Sort of.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay. Why don't you put it over your head and hold up a hotel and go to the men's room?
Hello. Do you like to dance, have fun, learn to make a friend, get out of the house, learn a new step, go out? Why don't you come down to the Reifmann Garten and learn some salsa and the hustling and the bumping. Call me Sid Blechniven today. What are you waiting for?
Where the hell are you? Let's get some phone calls. 555-2150. What about you people in labor? Come on. Every Friday night we've been sponsoring a wobbly hour. We've been having old weird wobbly guys who were with the IWW back in the 20s and stuff. Let's back us up. We're in the same boat. 555-2150. It's us against the world. Let's go. Let's beat the world tonight. Come on, sheet metal people. Where are you? Okay, St. Mark's for girls. I'll give a kiss to every girl from St. Mark's that calls. Pledge you some money. Come on. You're some good-looking chicks. You got some handles over there. You mothers, you young mothers that are still up. The baby's crying. We're the only station that's got a radio daycare center, you know? We got a girl that comes in here and, you know, keeps the kids in their place. Shut up. Sit down. That kind of stuff. And it works. Because the kids listen to the radio and respect the radio. Now, why don't you show a little bit of respect? Give me a phone call at 555-2150. Call up! Give a couple of bucks. Do you want to hear radio again? You know, what if you woke up some morning and there was no radio? It sounds like the beginning of a short story, you know, but 1984 isn't that far away.
Here, honey, try this.
Looks like our regular orange-colored frozen substitute for artificial morning breakfast beverage with pulp-like particles added.
Wrong, honey.
But look, pulp-like substances, just like the concentrate that tastes almost like fresh.
But doesn't cost like the concentrate that tastes almost like fresh.
You mean this natural-tasting morning breakfast beverage with a flavor almost like fresh squeezed that tastes better than frozen and better than those reconstituted substitutes for artificial morning breakfast drink is actually pennies less per serving than those concentrates that taste almost like fresh and have pulp-like substances?
Wrong again, honey.
Wrong again, honey. Wrong again, honey. Why the fuck did you stop saying wrong again, honey, and throw this fucking stuff in the toilet and get out there and get me some fucking orange juice?
And now for $15,000, name a small sea animal.
Shrimp cocktail.
Hello, this is Sergeant Patterson speaking to you on the police emergency rape line. I'm sorry, but all the rape line circuits are busy right now. If you have a rape in progress you wish to report, please hold the line and a policeman will assist you on the first available phone. This is a recording. It will not be repeated. Thank you.
Hi. We're going to talk about some nice things today. Did you know that? Sure. Some special things for you. Some special things for me, too. And we have a special guest here today. Can you say that, guest? Sure. I knew you could. We're going to talk today to a musician, a guy who plays the bass. And you know what a bass is, don't you? Can you say that? Don't? Sure you can. Hello. How are you?
You think you get somebody to give me a cup of coffee or something?
You're not used to getting up early, huh?
I'm not here yet.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up when the sun is warm, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like to get up around 6:30.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
We're going to talk about your bass and how big it is and things like that. It looks like a violin, but it's bigger, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot bigger.
Can you say
violin's a little wimpy thing.
Can you say wimpy?
Wimpy.
That's right.
Wimpy thing.
I like the way you say that. Did you know that?
I do now. The hell, you're easily amused, aren't you? I say wimpy, wompy, wambly.
I know what you mean. You know something? I like what your face does when you play. It kind of gets all sort of squinched up.
Yeah,
know?
Somebody told me once that my face, when I play the bass, it looks like some sort of a big jellyfish or something like that. It just keeps moving.
Sure.
You can never identify what the face is. And real ugly sometimes, and real weird, looks like a fruit or something like that. It just keeps flashing at you, like
yeah.
Somebody rubbing rubber or something.
Tell me some of the things you think about when you're playing, though, the images. Because, of course, when you're playing, I thought of things like sheep and things like that, little candies, fresh little candies and things like that. Do you think of those things, too?
Oh, I basically think about my financial situation. I count every like beat I play, every note I play, and I figure out how many notes I'm giving into the space, you know, out into space.
Sure.
For how much I'm getting paid, and I am working cheap.
Must be hard to sort of struggle to get your band together.
Oh, man, especially when you be lifting piano, man. That is the worst. I worked as a mover for 2 years while I was first getting a band together, and I've also made pizza.
But now you're playing music, and sort of the story sort of has a happy ending, doesn't it?
It's sort of a happy ending. We just got the shaft from a record company that had promised to pay us a certain amount of royalties.
And oh, that's too bad.
All sorts of stuff went into pre-production and charged us for typewriters. They be charging us for stamps, they say, and stuff. How much is a stamp, you know?
Sure.
I'll buy the goddamn stamp, you
sure.
know?
I know what you mean. Well, I'm sure a lot of people out there would like to know how a big, strong guy like you plays the bass so well, gets to be so strong, what he eats to be like that. Can you tell us that?
Well, I eat a lot of garbage food, but I mainly subsist on stuff like sandwiches and tins of tuna. Chicken, something like that, from a chain store. Soda.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or cheese prenis.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Well, I know what I'd like to do now. I'd like to hear you play some bass.
I'd like to do that.
Well, we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, no, man, it's too early for me. I got to drive.